Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to True Health Tuesday, and the truth will set you free. Okay, we're going to talk about chemical stress, one of the three top stressors. You're talking physical, chemical, and emotional stress. Let's get into chemical stress. Now, first, what are some of the things that we're exposed to? There are certain topics that are censored now, such as injectable substances. But that could be a chemical stressor. Medications, environmental toxins, non-organic and GMO foods, and nutritional deficiencies. Now, glyphosate is an herbicide. It's also a mineral chelator. It's a crop desiccant. And what that is like, say, wheat. Gives up its grain when it starts to break down and die. So this thing, if you spray the entire field, you increase crop production about 20%, which is huge. The problem is you're soaking this wheat with glyphosate. Now, it's the primary ingredient in Roundup, and it introduced to the agriculture industry and back in 1974. So this is powerful. Now, glyphosate is a mineral chelator, which means that it draws the minerals out of your system. It's also an antibiotic, which means it can damage the gut flora. It's also a carcinogenic, which means it leads to your body creating tumors to wall off this toxin. Now, it's linked to depression, autism, Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis, gastrointestinal diseases, obesity, infertility, DNA damage, So, according to Dr. Stephanie Seneff, quote, glyphosate is possibly the most important factor in the development of multiple chronic diseases and conditions that have become prevalent in Western societies. Glyphosate residues enhance the damaging effect of other foodborne chemical residues and toxins in our environment to disrupt the normal bodily functions and induce disease. Now, when we look, this stuff is sprayed on wheat to desiccate it, but it's also sprayed on the genetically modified crops. Now, in a two-year-long rat study, rats were fed a genetically engineered corn that's prevalent in the U.S. food supply. Now, the study investigates long-term effects of rats consuming two Monsanto products. One, a genetically modified corn, and this is, what happened? The rats developed massive mammary tumors, kidney and liver damage, and other serious problems. Now, this was in the Journal of Food and Chemical Toxicology. Other toxins, okay, we got toxic sweeteners. High fructose corn syrup is literally bad for your heart, according to the Journal of Clinical Endocrine Metabolism. Now, this was published in 2011. Quote, consumption of high fructose corn syrup sweetened beverages for 2 weeks, you have a 25% increase in risk factors for cardiovascular disease, comparable with fructose from and more than glucose in young adults. It's genetically modified high fructose corn syrup. Now, to get syrup from corn requires a huge amount of chemicals. Now, let's look at aspartame, according to the European Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Quote, it was seen that aspartame disrupts amino acid metabolism, protein structure and metabolism, the integrity of nucleic acids, neuronal function, endocrine balances, and changes in brain concentrations of catecholamines. End of quote. Catecholamines, this is the precursor to a lot of stress hormones and neurotransmitters produced in the adrenals and the brain. So if you're disrupting catecholamines, you're altering how the brain functions and how the brain can adapt and how your body can adapt to certain stressors. Now, if you look at Splenda, okay, here's one. Now, it's chlorinated artificial sweetener. So they actually put sugar and they spray this chlorine on it. So what they were thinking is that your body's going to recognize the chlorine and eliminate it from the body because it's poisonous. The problem is some of this chlorine is cleaved off of the sugar. So it increases the pH level in your intestines and reduces the amount of good bacteria in your intestines by 50%. Now, according to the Journal of Toxicology, sucralose, this is Splenda, has a potent inhibitory effect on your gut bacteria, and it activates digestive protease. It also alters the gut barrier function. Now, if you alter that gut, and remember, it's called a gut brain or enteric brain. Anything that damages the gut flora damages your body's ability to create neurotransmitters. And this is also where the majority of your immune system is. Now, let's look at antibiotics. I mean, figure antibiotics. These kill both beneficial and pathologic bacteria. It upsets the delicate balance of your intestinal terrain. Now, when you wipe out the bacteria, you wipe out the food that that bacteria eat, and they eat molds and yeast and funguses. Now, the yeast, they're opportunistic organisms. They literally take over. It's called dysbiosis. Now, yeast have these little tendrils called hyphae. They literally poke holes in the lining of your intestinal tract called a leaky gut. And we can see evidence of this on the x-rays. But when you have a leaky gut, it allows proteins that aren't tempered by digestion to get in the bloodstream, and this causes systemic inflammation or damage. Now, let's look at medications. I mean, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, they say the right drug at the right time and the right prescription kills at least 106,000 people a year. And prescription drugs are the fourth leading cause of death in the U.S. Take the most common one, Tylenol. Nearly a third of Americans take acetaminophen on a regular basis. Tylenol is the most popular form. 20 billion doses are sold every year. It ends up to cause 56,000 people to go to the emergency room every year for poisoning. And it's the leading cause of acute liver failure. Now, according to the Journal of Psychological Science, the psychiatric effects of Tylenol are dulled emotional responses. According to the Journal of Allergy and Clinical Immunology, Tylenol just once a month in a child will increase asthma risk 540%. And according to the FDA safety announcement, Tylenol can cause toxic epidermal necrosis. Now, this is a fatal skin reaction where it literally breaks down the skin. And according to the Journal of Clinical Oncology, a twofold increase in blood cancers. And now, the Journal of Hepatology, quote, its benefits are said by the Food and Drug Administration to outweigh its risk. It still must be asked, is this amount of injury and death really acceptable for an over-the-counter pain reliever? End of quote. I got to question that, too. Now, what about the other ones? Aspirin, nonsteroidal anti-inflammatories. We're only, you know, we're looking at the over-the-counter drugs. 70 million prescriptions are for nonsteroidal anti-inflammatories. Now, more than 30 billion doses of nonsteroidal anti-inflammatories are consumed annually. 30 billion doses are consumed annually in the United States. Now, what are the effects of this? Well, you're looking at cardiovascular problems, gastrointestinal bleeding, ulcers, kidney problems, increased blood pressure, and some of the effects. Okay, if you're taking nonsteroidal anti-inflammatories, and we're talking a very low dose, like once a week or once a month is considered a dosage, 40 to 60% increase in cardiovascular problems, 25% increase in hearing loss, gastrointestinal bleeding, 7,000 hospitalizations for GI complications, 60% increase in congenital heart failure, 30% increase in allergic reactions such as asthma, 80% risk of miscarriage, and 76% increase in AFib or atrial fibrillation. So when we talk about physical, chemical, and emotional stress, the chemicals that you're exposed to in the standard medication, in the standard food. You remember the standard American diet. The standard American diet is SAD. And it's literally poisoning our population. The problem is when your body reacts to these poisons, you're going to react correctly to eliminate these poisons. This is why a lot of the conditions that our population is exposed to, such as cardiovascular illness, heart disease, certain cancers, gastrointestinal issues, could be the result of our societal exposure to chemical stresses. So when we talk about the five keys to healing, proper nerve supply. Remember, that autonomic nervous system, that automatic nervous system is in two parts. One part keeps you alive under stress. And when that part's activated, your immune system is depressed. You're in blood supply to the intestinal tract. And remember, this is called the gut brain. It's also where the majority of your immune system is. If you look at digestion, it has the most important aspect of your life. You're only alive because you're able to get amino acids from the proteins, fatty acids from the fats, and usable sugars from the carbohydrates. And if you are in a stress state, blood supply to the gut shuts down. So you're altering that tissue production issue. This is why the majority of illnesses that we're suffering from, or our population is, are tissue production issues based on a stress response. So proper nerve supply, you've got to clear that nervous system of interference and deal effectively with the physical, chemical, emotional stress. That gets you in a healthy autonomic balance or automatic nervous system balance. Regular exercise. This means you got to move your body every day. Half hour to an hour every day would be fantastic. Now, this is good for not just working the muscles, joints, and bones, but it's fantastic for brain and digestion. And then proper nutrition. We have 10,000 generations that preceded us. Now, they ate organic, they ate seasonal, they ate varied, okay, and they ate very few preservatives. The preservatives would have been salt, it would have been fermented, it would have been refrigerated. So, you know, and I'm talking refrigeration where root cellar stuff. So we're not reinventing the wheel. What you eat, what you consume is going to become you. So it's so vitally important that you pay attention to what you're putting in your body. And then sufficient rest. Oh my gosh, this means free of electromagnetic fields. This means going to bed, sleeping all night, waking up refreshed. This is why there's a way to reset your circadian rhythms. So you will be able to reset that natural sleep cycle. And I like sleep restriction therapy because within 5 days, you'll be sleeping through the night. 21 days, you're going to reset your circadian rhythm pattern. So sleep is the most important part of your day, along with getting the right nutrients, exercising, and nerve supply. And then we always add in the five keys of health, prayer and meditation. Prayer, it puts you in a parasympathetic state. And every study involving prayer shows an increase in tissue production, a healthy production of tissue so your body can survive on this planet because you're always breaking down and building up cells. A billion cells a day is what the process is. And if you're able to handle that breakup and build down process, you build a healthy body. This is why prayer and meditation, having that connection with your creator or getting in that parasympathetic state, is absolutely vital. And I like Jim Rohn, motivation or care is best done like bathing daily. So it's hugely important that you take care of your emotional health. And prayer is one of the greatest tools in meditation that you have to do that. So nerve supply, exercise, nutrition, sufficient rest and prayer and meditation, and be aware of the toxins in your environment. We are in a society that is controlled by a number of different algorithms and information brought to you, okay, by certain organizations that might not have your ultimate, how you're able to build a healthy body and adapt to your world. And you're not going to hear a lot about vitamins, nutrition, exercise. So it's vitally important that you pay attention to these different factors and be aware of the environment. Because once you are, you're going to be able to thrive. you're going to be able to produce healthy tissue and adapt to our planet, because this planet was built for you. This is Dr. John Bergman, your health advocate. God bless you. I love you. Go forth on this planet and appreciate and enjoy life. And live similarly to the 10,000 generations that preceded you. What you put in your body becomes you. That is vital. God bless you.